Plunging stock markets have been making headlines as the coronavirus has been spreading in communities throughout the United States. On today's Press Pass, a look at how the pandemic is impacting economic activity in Western New York with Jim Fink of Business First. He's been talking with developers, hotel operators, and restaurant owners about that impact, and he's been keeping a close watch on a key economic indicator for the region.
Bridge traffic is down.
Okay.
Because there's less people going either from the U.S. into Canada or Canada to the U.S. Clearly, the two major malls, the Welding Galleria and the Fashion Outlets, are both reporting a drop in customers because, A, there's health concerns, to be sure. But I think the consumer confidence and the swagger that we had for so long, at least for the last 12 years, is gone. It's dissipated. The coronavirus has made people scared. They've made them cautious. There's a lot of uncertainty, so people are staying put.
The consumer swagger that we've seen. Any thoughts moving forward about this and how it might impact what has been an improved economy here in Western New York?
We're already starting to see it in areas that you wouldn't expect. Residential real estate, open houses, people are scaling back. Again, the lack of consumer confidence. People that might have thought about buying a house, maybe they're rethinking it, even though interest rates are incredibly low. But I think the air of caution, the swagger is gone right now.
Tourism here in Western New York, how is the coronavirus impacting things right now?
Like so many other industries, the tourism industry, the hospitality industry is taking a major, major hit. Just last week I reported in one 24-hour period, the Hyatt Regency lost $80,000 worth of bookings because of virus-related cancellations. There's been some conventions and meetings that were supposed to come to Buffalo that were either postponed or outright canceled. That means less heads and less beds. I know there are a lot of stories, a lot of issues to be addressed with the coronavirus. None of it should be taken lightly. But the hospitality industry here is getting hit and hit hard. And it's not only here. Obviously, it's across the country.
Certainly.
Places like Las Vegas, Orlando are really hurting. You know, Disney shut down.
One of the areas that you report on and really give us a lot of insight into, the developers of Western New York, who have been so active in the last couple of years. Do you see this slowdown in activity impacting them in any way, or do you see they're going to have their long-term plan and they're going to stay with it?
There is a real estate analyst, Spencer Levy, from CBRE, who was in town in early March. And his advice and the room was packed. There was probably 200 developers there. He said, stay the course. Don't panic. Now, of course, to do a project, you need to get bank financing. If banks are skittish, that will clearly impact what projects can and can't go forward. But there are some very significant projects on the horizon. Queen City Landing, $180 million, which is moving forward. Evergreen Health is out looking for 100,000 square feet in downtown Buffalo. That's moving forward. There's some other major renovations and projects. Ellicott Development is working on another hotel near the Buffalo Medical Campus. So developers at this point haven't stopped. But are they being more cautious? Yes. Are we going to have $20 billion worth of economic activity this year? Probably not.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, we appreciate you coming and talking to us on Press Pass.
Thank you.